We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Donkey
of the
day.
Made it.
Are you stop dancing?
Damn, the hee-haw again.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I ain't trying to be Donkey today no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlamagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Well, just hilarious. Donkey of the Day for Friday, October 6th, goes to a 65-year-old woman named, 65-year-old man, pardon me, named Michael Arnold. Now, Michael is a pilot, but I think his pilot license should be revoked if he indeed is guilty of the things he's being accused of. First of all, he's being accused of being a world-class stalker. There's a lot of women out there that can relate to having stalkers. Hell, some men too, but this guy, Michael, is on a higher level than most stalkers. Literally. See, he is already under a temporary order of protection. And he was issued a cease and desist from flying any and all aircraft after being accused of 4 years worth of bizarre sexual harassment from this guy. I can't even make this kind of stuff up. Let's go to Channel 3 News Vermont for the report, please.
65-year-old Michael Arnold of Schuylerville, New York, is accused of aggravated stalking after police say he flew his plane over the woman's house and even threw tomatoes toward the ground. Here's video of what police say are the many instances where Arnold flew low over the village of Schuylerville. An FBI agent told Bennington police that Arnold may be taking off from the Bennington airport and flying against a court order. Court paperwork states Arnold has been stalking the woman for roughly 4 years.
Damn.
In an interview with police, Arnold told them he was not the one flying the plane. He was only on board as a passenger. Arnold spoke with our media partner after a court appearance yesterday in Bennington following his initial appearance on the charges.
If somebody else was flying the plane, couldn't you just ask them to testify on your behalf?
I might be able to. I don't know. I might be able to.
Well, the latest charges also include resisting arrest and violating an abuse protection order. Arnold was released on conditions today, including no flying or going within 300 feet of his plane. His next court appearance has not been scheduled.
I have never, ever heard of anything like this. Okay, this single man, Michael, is using a single engine Cessna to sexually harass a woman. This man then turned a Cessna into a sexual cesspool. Okay, I've heard of crop dusters, But a cock duster is a new one, okay? Do you know that back in the 1960s, they used to call it a Cessna 150s, one filthy? Or a cesspit? I'm not making this up. Do your Googles. These were actual nicknames for these small planes, but I don't think that's fair to the plane. The plane doesn't have a life. It doesn't have a soul, a personality, an energy. The reason planes should get nicknames is because of the pilot. For example, the Cessna 180 that Michael was on board in, it has a nickname, and the nickname is the Sky Wagon because they call it the Station Wagon of the Sky. This is very true. Google it. And that's scary because the Station Wagon is the vehicle of serial killers. Charles Manson had a Station Wagon. But let's stay the course. We're talking about stalkers here, okay? This man is 65, and he's literally acting like a cartoon character, okay? You sent a naked picture of you laying in bed and didn't get a reply, so you decide to take it to the sky. Okay, look, it's a perv in a plane. I've heard of letting your freak flag fly, but Michael has decided to fly with a freak flag. This man flew so close to the house that windows and doors would rattle. This woman claims that one time the pilot pelted her home with tomatoes. Now, the symbolism of throwing tomatoes is because, for whatever reason, folks used to see tomatoes as a symbol of poor quality, so throwing tomatoes at someone would be equivalent to telling them they were not good enough. If you were going out of your way for 4 years, allegedly, to stalk a woman by flying your plane near her house, then you, sir, are letting her know she's good enough. Knock it off with the tomatoes, okay? Not to mention, if you're 65, and if you can afford to fly your plane by this woman's house damn near every day, won't you just move like a real sugar puff daddy and use that money you would spend on gas and just spend it on her, okay? It ain't tricking if she's worth it, all right? You busy being the dirty old man flying over the cuckoos, and that's when you could be the dirty old man flying this young woman out, all right? Another mistake, Michael, and you know this from flying. You have to know when you're flying too high. You're 65. You can't go chasing 40-somethings at 65. You got to stick to the Golden Girls and the Jamie Lee Curtises that you used to, because being that you're 65, okay, he's not even a good-looking 65.
Oh.
I know.
Michael.
If a stroke was a person, this is what it would look like.
Oh, my God.
All right? He looks like if a pile of mashed potatoes shopped at Abercrombie and Fitch. He looks like the oldest love child of Peter Griffin and Brian the Dog. If Peter was into bestiality and Brian the Dog could have babies, this is what their eldest 65-year-old child would look like. Look at him. Look at him! Okay? At some point in life, he definitely called a black pilot a flying monkey. Okay? Jesus. All I'm trying to say is, whether you do it via plane, train, or automobile, stalking is wrong. Please give Michael Arnold the biggest hee-haw. Actually, let Kathy Griffin give Michael Arnold the biggest hee-haw.
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
This is definitely a human jar of Hellman's.
Want to keep going?
Nah, I don't think we need to keep going. There's nothing racist about what he did.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Now, when we come back, Stephen A. Smith will be joining us. We're going to kick it with Stephen A. A lot to discuss. A lot going on with sports. So we're going to talk to our friend Stephen A. Smith.
He's got some stuff going on in his personal, too. Just personal things we can talk about.
Okay. Yes. All right. Well, we'll do that when we come back. So don't move. And peace, BET. We'll see y'all on Monday. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.